An abandoned island in New York City's East River is the setting for a tale of supernatural horror. Book critic Joan Baum has this review.
Hellgate, a narrow tidal strait in the East River in New York, is well named because of its powerful and dangerous currents. In 1904, the steamship General Slocum caught fire in the strait and sank, taking down well over 1,000 souls, the worst single event loss of life in this country until 9/11. Hellgate's churning waters, however, don't stop a group of five graduate students from Poughkeepsie, spaced out on drugs, from boating through the strait in Dana Wolfe's compelling horror fiction, The Prisoner of Hellgate. On a whim, one of the students, Carol Lee Soper, insists the group detour to check out nearby North Brother Island. Abandoned in 1963 and restricted, the 20-acre island from 1885 until the late 30s housed a complex of Victorian buildings that served as the city's hospital and morgue for people with infectious diseases. North Brother Island has been called the last unknown place in New York City. Who knew? Dana Wolfe did. In command of the elements of fiction and a prose style that captures the hip conversation of privileged youngsters in the creepy, harrowing gloom of the island, Wolfe creates a suspenseful narrative by way of alternating chapters given over to two women. One is Carol Lee, a fictional character. The other is the real-life notorious patient who was isolated on North Brother Island decades earlier, Mary Mallon, better known as Typhoid Mary. Her imprisonment was due to the discovery by Carol Lee's great-grandfather, the real-life George Soper, a sanitation engineer, who figured out that the typhoid carrier was a young, dirt-poor immigrant from Ireland who worked as a cook for many of the city's prominent families. Herself asymptomatic, Mary infected close to 50 people. Incarcerated against her will and without legal representation, she was released briefly on the promise that she'd never cook again. But impoverished and never given a chance to learn a skill other than cooking, she continued to ply her trade, desperate, defiant. She was finally locked up for good on North Brother Island, where she remained a prisoner for 26 years until her death in 1938, forever vowing retribution and justice. She saw parallels between herself and the poor victims of the steamship disaster, left to die. And in a clever move, Wolfe extends the victim parallel to include Carol Lee, who has an abusive father. The Prisoner of Hellgate artfully combines New York City history with a nightmare tale that intertwines the natural and the supernatural. North Brother is where the poor and infected were sent, sealed off from the rest of us, a place now of entangled brush, rusted fencing, warped docks, dilapidated wards, and a crematorium. On his website, Wolfe says he likes to write about dead people, why they turn up, how their passing casts a shadow over those of us who, for the moment, remain alive. As for the shocking, unexpected ending, let's just say Hellgate wins. I'm Joan Baum.
Joan Baum is an arts critic from Springs, Long Island.